The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Okay, questions.
Jimmy, just broadly, I mean, how have you seen this team continue to bounce back from an energy perspective, execution throughout the week so far? What have you seen?
Yeah, it's been another hard week of practice. Guys flying around, competing at a high level. Just finished our third, consecutive physical practice again. The energy's great, and now we got to go get some results on Saturday.
There's a pretty good chance of rain on Saturday, and that's something that you guys have not seen through this fall camp and everything. Do you do anything to prepare for that, with anything with wet balls, or what's your thought process on that?
Yeah, no, we get a lot of that during the spring. We call it dog weather, and so this is nothing new to us. So we always feel extremely prepared anytime it's going to rain, or this is the climate that we live in. We're ready for it. If it's raining, if it's windy, just please no thunderstorms. We don't want any delays in the game.
Jackson said he was trying to do some things different this week to prepare for the game.
I got a couple of them. Okay, Jackson Sermon, you said?
Kirkland said okay. He was doing some things different this week to prepare for the game. Have you noticed anything from him, or has he said anything to you?
No, he hasn't. I mean, I see he comes to work every single day just, grinding. He's an awesome leader for the O-line, but he's also he's a tremendous leader for our team. He's always, a physical, nasty presence. He's on his details of his position. And so that's awesome that we're always trying to grow and develop. And so if he mentioned that to you guys, that's expected out of Jackson Kirkland.
You've had a couple of freshmen, Kowal and Voy, who have played both these games, and obviously that's not easy for any freshman, but especially at that position when it's interior D-line. How have you felt like those guys have held up just playing their first two games?
Yeah, I think probably exactly where we think they would be at this point. Making a few mistakes here and there, getting their feet wet, catching up to the speed of the college game. So I think they're on pace. And I'm expecting every single week to see improvement for both those guys.
Tyler Gordon's kind of bounced around different positions throughout his career, and now he's kind of taken one of those corner spots. I mean, how is he kind of involved into that role this year, and maybe as a leader too?
Yeah, I think he's played corners the whole time he's been here. We've mixed him in a couple of our sub packages when we had other corner starting in those spots, and so he's played nickel over the years, and our money position and our peso position, but he's settled in nicely at corner. It's awesome watching his technique get better with every single year and being on top of the details of that position. He's right where we want him to be, and now we just got to go out there and do a good job on defense of stopping the run and getting some passing situations, and let Kyler do his thing when the ball comes his way. Hopefully he's getting in some interceptions and some pass breakups.
Is he kind of a natural corner, or is that just kind of where he fits in this team?
Yeah, no, he's definitely a natural corner. Yeah, he's a natural defensive back. I mean, he's a lot of our talented DBs in years past and DBs now could play multiple positions if we had to. I mean, they could probably play running back, they could play receiver, they could play nickel, they could play safety, and Kyler's fits in with all those guys. He's a tremendous athlete. He's fast. He's smart. Really good football player. Physical, has ball skills. And so he's settling very, very nicely at corner.
Jimmy, he talked about the turnovers, the battle that he's having with Trent in terms of the best hands in the room, who's going to get the first pick, those types of things. How surprising is it to you that the defense just hasn't been able to generate the miscues and those kinds of things that you guys have normally been known for?
Surprising of the, I thought you were going to say about turnovers. What are you,
surprising that surprising that you haven't been able to generate
it. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think I've answered this, but I'll answer it again is, you know, when you allow an offense just to be able to run the football and not when we don't get them into situations where they are always constantly drop back passing and get them in third and longers where we can get a pass rush and force the football out of the quarterback's hands and get sack fumbles. If they're just able to turn around and hand the ball off, that keeps it very close to the vest. And, you know, offenses usually don't make a lot of mistakes when they do that. I mean, you saw us last year in 2020 when we were running the football and not having to put, you know, our quarterback in harm's way, and we limited our turnovers. And so the first couple of weeks, we got to do a better job of stopping the run. We got to stop the run first before we're able to get those turnovers. And so that's job number one.
But I remember that, you know, Tyler actually had a great strip of Ty Jordan, I think, last year. Edifuan has also been a guy that's always had his nose around the ball, had some great special teams where he's able to jar the ball loose. It just feels like you guys have been able, whether it's run or pass, have been able to kind of get after the ball a little bit and score or get the ball back, like you like to say. Just, it seems surprising that you haven't been able to produce anything there.
Is that a question or a statement?
It's both.
Okay, awesome.
Jimmy, I'm wondering, you mentioned Arkansas State's quarterback situation a little bit, and it seems a little strange in that, you know, the first game a guy starts and then someone else comes in and throws four touchdowns. Second game, the other guy starts, the other guy comes in and throws four touchdowns. Those two guys, I mean, do they do things differently depending on the guy, or is it pretty much just the offense they run and whoever's in runs the offense?
I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. It's very interesting. I mean, it's a luxury. They have two really talented quarterbacks that have played well when they're in the game. And as I'm watching them, I'm like, don't pull him. He's playing really, really well. But then for, you know, I don't know how they have it set up, but they're bringing the other guy in there and then there's no drop off whatsoever. And he plays really well. So, you know, I'm not in their rooms. Obviously, I'm not sure how they're rotating those guys, but the offense is exactly the same. It's exactly the same, whether either quarterback is in the game. It's explosive. They create run fit problems, and they can both throw the football. They can both scramble to run, scramble to keep the play alive, and throw it down the field. They've had similar explosive plays with their legs and their arm. It's a, you know, for them, I'm sure they're happy. They have two very, very talented quarterbacks that can create a lot of explosive plays.
Does Cade Otten need to be more involved in this offense for you guys to kind of reach the point that you were talking about right before the season started in ball camp where you were hitting on all cylinders?
Well, we're not hitting on all cylinders right now, obviously, but I mean, Cade is in, he's been in the mix in the offense for both games. And you, I think everybody's seen that. But it's not just all on one player, and we can't just force the ball to one player. And so our, you know, Dylan's got to go through his progressions and hit who is open and who is not open, and make sure who, if someone's not open, he's going to somebody else. So he's going to go through his progressions, but Cade is in that position is always a part of the read. And you've seen, we've targeted him for both games. If we're able to do some more positive things in other areas, then that's going to open up a lot more avenues for all of our players to have more plays throughout the game.
Out, but I'm just curious how engaged he's been in terms of just being behind the scenes around the team and practices and film and all everything like that.
Yeah, it's always tough for injured players. It's always extremely tough for him. But you know, I've said this before. He's attacked his rehab like no other. I mean, he has just been a machine in there, just getting better. His weight is at a great weight right now. He looks strong, lean, and He's going to be ready to go as soon as he gets healthy, and he's on that very, very quick path to getting healthy. But it is always hard for injured guys because, you know, they're not playing. But those guys, what we always harp on is stay up on the playbook because things tweak as the year goes on, and you know, things will pop up and we got to make corrections. And Zion's done a good job with that of sticking in the room, seeing, you know, the good things, the bad things, what we got to clean up, and how the defense is evolving from week to week. And that's all those injury guys can do right now. And he's done a great job with it.
With an 0-2 start, there's probably a lot of things that you want to improve upon. But in the first 2 weeks, I mean, what's the favorite thing you've seen so far from this team?
What's the favorite thing?
What's your you've seen from this team so far through 2 weeks?
Did you say favorite? I'm sorry, your mask. Did you say favorite?
From this team in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? There's been some positives. I mean, obviously, the result we want is not the W at the end of the day for both games. Obviously, from the first game, we played, really good defense for about 3.5 quarters. We went down and scored on the first drive. All the positives, I think you guys have probably already know. We had a great goal line stand last week, and our offense finished with 2 really good drives in the second half. There's your, I wouldn't say favorite, but there's some highlights right off the top of my head.
Jimmy, it looked like there was a change in the depth chart at safety. What is it that Cameron's done really, really well, or what are you searching for in that position to find some continuity?
Yeah, you guys, we talked about there's been a competition going on at that spot, and even at the opening, game, I had mentioned that the dust still hasn't settled. We got to see how these guys are going to perform when the lights are shining and it's game time. And so it's still going to fluctuate as we settle in and see who seizes the opportunity and becomes the person that we know is going to be the starter at both those positions. And so I'll say it again. I'm an equal opportunity employer. The guys that show up in practice, make the plays, and then they go and make the plays in the games, or they're going to be the ones that seize the opportunity and take hold of those spots at any position on the whole team, offense, defense, or special teams. But what you just mentioned at safety.
As the coach, is it frustrating, exciting that the competitions are still going on and as the season's going on? And I know you talked
about that's every single year. That's what we always go through at every single position. That's not frustrating. This is coaching. This is football. Nothing's ever set in stone. Everyone always needs to be continually growing, developing, and trying to become a better football player. If someone behind them gets better during the season, they're playing better than the starter, then they're going to overtake them. That's every single year for the rest of coaching and for the rest of sports. That's not frustrating at all. This is competition. This is what it's all about.
But ultimately, would you like to have one of those guys kind of take a hold of that position and kind of make it their own?
Are you talking about at safety?
Yeah, or any position for that matter.
Yeah, we always want the competition to go, and for sure we all want to play at a high level, no question. That's that's obviously easy. Everyone would want everyone to play at a high level, so yes.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.